Blog Talk Radio.
Hailing frequencies open, sir.
Link established.
You're connected to the Access America Radio Network.
Oh, I have access.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Satellite Guys Radio Show. My name is Scott Gruskowski. I'm broadcasting live from Newington, Connecticut. And tonight we got a very special show lined up for you. We got Brian Gold from Glory Star and Satellite AV on the line with us. And he's actually live at the National Religious Broadcaster Convention. Brian, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome, Scott, to beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. And along with me here is Jonathan McCauley with Satellite AV Glory Star Mexico.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Good to have you guys with us tonight. Well, you guys are at the what's called the NRB conference, and can you guys tell us a little bit about what that is?
Sure. We're at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. It's held yearly. Pretty much for the next couple years, it's going to be down here in Nashville, Tennessee. This is where all the broadcasters who have anything to do with program production, uplink, broadcasting, terrestrial, satellite, this is where they all meet.
Well, excellent. Can you tell us a little bit about Glory Star? Because we got a bunch of people tuning in tonight for the first time ever, listening to us on the Access America Radio Network, who've never heard of Glory Star or Satellite AV. So can you tell us a little bit about both companies?
Sure. Satellite AV is the parent company. This is the company that we develop products under. We also develop, manufacture, import, and distribute. Satellite AV was a business that I started back about 8 years ago now, and just continue to grow to provide products for our own needs and then also for resale. Glory Star is North America's Christian satellite service. We currently have 55 channels of faith-based, family-friendly programming, which we put together in a package, and we use what's called over-the-air OTA SSU, meaning that we utilize a signal on Galaxy 19 to update our boxes on a weekly basis to make sure that the boxes have the most current channel list, and this makes free-to-air boxes a little more friendly. Imagine your grandma sitting down and you telling her, okay, there's a new channel on frequency this, transponder, you know, polarity, symbol rate, FEC, we wouldn't have much interest in that type of service. So Glory Star, what we do is we contract with different Christian broadcasts and family-friendly services, and a lot of our listeners tonight probably hear those services on AMC4 and Galaxy 19, and we are instrumental in approaching ministries, bringing them on board, and really growing FTA. It's not just about reaching into the homes of people who have bought a Glory Star system, but it's also about reaching out to 4 to 5 million people who are watching programming on Galaxy 19.
Well, tell us how much the Glory Star service costs per month. I think this is pretty interesting here.
Oh, Scott, that would be zero.
Absolutely nothing, huh?
Right. There is no cost for Glory Star to the broadcaster nor to the person who buys the system. It's a one-time investment where we provide a satellite system, which is a 36-inch dish, an install kit, LMBs, a pre-programmed receiver, step-by-step instructions, and the receiver, when you turn it on, it prompts you through what language do you want, what time zone are you in, automatically goes to a pre-programmed channel, instructs them to tune in that first satellite, and it just walks them through the process. So we're trying to take out the intimidation factor of, and I'm a geek, but it takes the geek factor out of satellite reception. It really brings it into people's homes.
Yeah, we just had a review on satelliteguys.us about 2 weeks ago from our own Iceberg, and he reviewed one of our satellite receivers. What's the name of that satellite receiver?
The receiver that he reviewed was the GeoSat Pro DSR-200. And then we also have a unit, the DVR-1100C, which is an identical GUI but it adds the ability to do DVR recording. The basic package, by the way, is only $199, and it does include very high quality. The thing is, we have one opportunity to sell equipment and to make sure that we provide equipment that is not going to generate service calls, technical support demands. And so when we choose the equipment, we choose it very carefully, and we manufacture it to very high tolerance because we have that one opportunity to make the money to keep our business going. And really, we want to avoid support calls because that is going against that bottom line. And, we want people to be happy.
Well, one of the interesting things is I last year I took a trip down to your facilities in California, and you showed me your satellite dishes, and you handed me one, and you told me to bend it. And I did my best, and then you showed me how resilient those dishes were, and it was quality that I have never seen before from a satellite dish, and that really impressed me, Brian.
Well, you know, dishes, when you ship them, our dishes get warped or bent in shipping just like anybody else's dishes. But the rolled edge on these dishes make them a little more resistant to bending. But, you know, the first step of doing a good free-to-air install is to always check the dish for accuracy. And, you know, if you look at our install guide, and that's available at glorystar.tv, all of our manuals are available. You download that, and you'll see the first step after doing a site survey is check that dish for warpage, because it's going to affect anybody's reception out there, whether it's our system, and it's one of those last things that people check, and they go, boy, I'm not getting a good quality, I'm not locking onto a signal, why? And then they do a string test on their dish, and they find out, ooh, that thing got bent, maybe in shipping, or maybe when I dropped it off the roof.
Yeah, it was interesting to see the way you fixed it. It was basically a flipping motion, and it went back right into a perfect shape again. It was neat. Now, Jonathan, can you tell us a little bit what you do with Satellite AV Mexico and Glorystar Mexico?
Yes, I distribute the Glorystar satellite system in Mexico. We have five Spanish television channels, two radio services. On the Satellite AV side, we also support educational networks. We install in some municipalities for the EduSat MUX on SatMex 6. We also support another encrypted service on SatMex 5 KU. So we do a little bit of the educational market, the Christian market, and some free-to-air market in general.
And I'll just point out the receivers that we distribute have card slots in them. And so that's one of the requirements for some of these services, is that they do issue their own cards. And so, we just realize that every receiver that we put out there doesn't need it, but we have bigger plans in mind, and we're not going to chat about it tonight, but there is going to be something coming along the pike that will interest FTA viewers.
Excellent. We got a question in the chat room, and by the way, the chat room is open. You can join us there at chat.satelliteguys.us. Also, in a little while, we're going to take phone call questions for Brian, and the number to call in is 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. Brian, I'm going to do a little tease here because I understand you got some big news for us tonight, and you've been teasing us in the free-to-air forum for about a week now with it. But before we do that, we understand that you interviewed a couple people on the show floor over the past couple days at the NRB, and we'd like to play one of those interviews now for our listeners. And this is KNLB. Why don't you set that up for us?
Sure. KNLB is out of Lake Havasu City, Arizona. And what's very interesting about this radio station is that they use FTA to distribute their radio service. And when they were shopping around, they were looking at different satellite providers, and they found us. And I'll let the interview tell the rest.
All right, here we go.
We're speaking with Farron Eckelbarger of KNLB Radio from Lake Havasu City. Farron, why do you use free-to-air to distribute your radio station?
Well, we were exploring the different options that were available to us, and some of them, of course, were involved just purchasing bandwidth on various satellites that were up there, some of which were not available to the general population. And so one of the things that this allowed us to do was to not only deliver the content to our translators in outlying locations and other stations, but also to reach that group of people who were using utilizing the free-to-air satellite channels as well.
So has using satellite been successful for your radio ministry?
It has. It's allowed us to reach into a lot of areas that we could not reach with a terrestrial signal and feed transmitters and translators in those areas. And we're actually receiving great feedback from people that now can pick up the programming from our ministry.
Now, what would your alternative be for some of these locations? Probably not always fiber or anything running into these locations always.
No, there's not. Our other options the only other options would be viable would be buying bandwidth, from another satellite provider, and that bandwidth, of course, would not be available to the general population.
Okay, so when we're partners with you, with Glorystar, and so part of the advantage to being up on that satellite is not only just getting your signal to your transmitters, but then also reaching that secondary direct-to-home market.
That's right. Our first goal was to find a way to get the signals into those outlying areas. And we realized that we could do that by partnering with Glorystar and also make our programming available to the free-to-air user group. We thought, hey, this makes more sense to us. Why not make our programming available to anyone with a free-to-air dish in all of North America and not just to that small group of people in that community that, of course, we want to reach?
Excellent. So if somebody wants to learn more about your ministry, about KNLB, where would they find out more information?
Well, they can look us up on the web at knlb.com, or they can call us. Our toll-free number is 1-800-721-9313. If they have any questions regarding our partnership with Glorystar or how we've been down the path to seeing all this happen and make it work, more than welcome to call me.
All right. That was Farron Eckelberger from KNLB. Good interview there, Brian, and a good start off to the show there. Some really interesting information there as well. We've been teasing it all along, Brian, so why don't we break some of that good news now?
Sure. As we know, satellites come and go, and looks like AMC-4 at 101 West is going to be moving. And so when they were considering what to do, a lot of these Christian broadcasters had bought time on AMC4, and they started looking at the footprint changing, and so they said, well, I think we should move over to Galaxy 19, because instead of just preaching to the choir, is what I call it, where you are putting up programming specifically for a specific listener, why not put this message out to people that might not run across you otherwise? So we are seeing some broadcasters who will be coming across to Galaxy 19, but along with them, we are going to be seeing some new channels hitting Galaxy 19 in the next week here. In fact, today a new transponder lit up on G19, and I'm going to scramble here for the frequency here in a moment. But there is a new transponder that lit up tonight with some channels on it, so maybe somebody will beat us and tell us what it is before we play the interview.
Yep, and even if they do beat us or don't beat us, you'll have that information online on Satellite Guys a little later. Right now we're going to go to the telephone. We've had somebody hanging on for a long time here. So we're going to go to the 540 area code and say, hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello, 540, you're on the air.
I guess it was too long.
I don't think you put him to sleep. It was kind of interesting. Well, we do have a couple more calls in the questions in the chat room, including an interesting one. Someone's Tim R. saying he's a Christian broadcaster, and who should he contact about getting on Glorystar?
Well, Glorystar is, we're always looking at new broadcasters. Just give us a call at 866-597-0728. And you can speak with myself, Brian, or Brent, anybody you talk to there. If you just say, hey, I'm interested in being on part of the Glorystar, you can speak to anyone there, and they'll know who to put you through to.
Well, that's great there. And another question from Tim. He says, A question probably you can't answer is how many subscribers does Glory Star have? And I would think the answer to that would be none, since there is no such thing as a subscription to Glory Star.
Technicality there. No, we have approximately 100,000 Glory Star systems out, but what's going to be interesting in the next couple weeks here is we are going to be moving over approximately 150,000 viewers from another FTA satellite onto G19. And so this will bring people into that ability to use our automatic updating and kind of bring them from an age of never watching anything but what was originally pre-programmed on their receiver maybe even 10 years ago to now being updated on a weekly basis.
Yeah, that's a really neat feature, and it's probably the first time it's been used here in the United States, the auto-updating feature. Let's see here. I'm just reading down the questions here in the chat room, and someone wants to know how Glory Star can survive by giving the programming away for free.
Well, Glory Star is not your uplinker. Each channel provides their own uplink to the satellite, and they have to cover the expense of putting their signal up on G19.
Okay, so that answers that question there. And by the way, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Robbie. I believe his last name is pronounced Deutrich. Is that right, Brian?
Yeah, so Robbie with WSI is how we all know him.
Yeah, that's it. WSI International, one of our gold sponsors here on Satellite Guys, along with Satellite AV and Brian and Glory Star, will be drawing a winner for that amazing free-to-air package. It's got a ton of stuff in there. It's like a dream package. And we'll be giving that away at the bottom of the hour. So we're looking forward to giving that away. Our phone lines are open here. Let me give out the number for you. It's 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. We pay for the call, so give us a call and say hello to Brian and Jonathan. And ask anything you want about the Glory Star service. One of the great things about Glory Star is you don't necessarily need a Glory Star receiver or box. Any free-to-air system will work. And I bet Glory Star has a lot more viewers than what they think just based on their sales.
Well, you know, Glory Star is more than just an equipment package reseller. You know, this is a passion of mine. I come from the C-band days. I used to be uplink. I worked in data distribution in the 80s. And a story that I told you, Scott, was, you know, I was working as a doing uplink in the early 80s. I worked for a company doing data distribution through lines around town. And one day, one of the technicians called in ill. And so I went out and covered his route. I was in the middle of an amplifier changeout in one of those green pedestals at the bottom of the telephone pole. Next thing I knew, I was laying in the bushes probably 30 feet away, totally wet. It had been raining. I didn't know how long I'd been there, and I thought, well, I just got shocked. Got on the radio, called back dispatch, and told him, you know, I'm going to go home. You should send somebody else out here. I think I got shocked. They rolled another crew out there. They found that the telephone pole had been hit by lightning. Luckily, the equipment I was working on was grounded, so it momentarily passed through me, grounded out, and found another path. Ended up then that evening. I went to bed, didn't wake up all afternoon. The next morning, about 4 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and the whole right side of my body was pinprickly numb, and you know, I'm typical 25-year-old. I'm bulletproof. I thought, okay, I'll just drive myself to the hospital. 2.5 months later, I got out of the hospital. So no, I don't play the lottery. I probably should, but yeah, lived through a lightning strike, but that got me out of the satellite industry for a number of years. Got into television production, was a Steadicam operator, director of photography for many years. But the passion, I always had a satellite system. Now, my mom was the big driving force behind me. She wanted to watch 3ABN. 3ABN was on a big C-band dish, so I would go. I bought a C-band dish for her for Christmas. Guess who got to do maintenance on it? So I installed that for her, and then a friend, oh, your son does that. So I would go over and do that for them. And then Sky Angel came along. I was a Sky Angel reseller for a number of years and installed many, many of those systems. And once again, all of the friends said, oh, your son does this, doesn't he? So then free-to-air system came along. And, oh, your son does that, doesn't he? So I was installing all these systems for families, for friends, and I realized that what I was doing in the film and video production industry, I was working 4 or 5 days a month, and I was bored to death. And I was doing satellite on the side, and it was really starting to take over my life, and I was really getting a lot of satisfaction out of what I was doing and the programming and the content that I was bringing in and the, you know, doing something that was really connecting people, you know, to what they really wanted to see, and it wasn't costing them anything. And so that's kind of what brought me back to satellite was 9/11. 9/11 rolled around, and all my film and video production work just went away. And I looked at satellite, and I said, this is something that I really love to do. I got a phone call from a broadcaster who said, we see some ads in a local paper, and you're selling equipment for less than what our distributor does. Do you make any money doing it? And, yeah, definitely I do. And so at that point, they said, well, give us a proposal. And that's how Glory Star really started. At that time, it was Satellite AV and Advent Satellite. And then Jonathan started contacting us at that time to do equipment distribution for him.
You know, back in 2004, TVN announced that TVN and JCTV were going up on then Telstar 5, which eventually turned into Intelsat 5, Galaxy 25, and now G19. And they basically went up on satellite, but really didn't have a plan on how to promote this platform as an alternative to their viewers, because at that point it was just like, well, go out and find yourself a free-to-air satellite system. And I started looking into that, and it was like, well, you need to pick a receiver, you need to pick a dish, you need to pick an LMB. So I actually ordered a free-to-air system from Ravi and put it together. And I had no instructions, and that took me a good 6 hours, but I finally figured it out. And based on that, I said, well, at that point, I was working for a company that does product evaluations for Walmart. And we also had to verify instructions were done correctly, step by step. So I took some of that knowledge and made a manual. And then from there, through some contacts to the Trinity Broadcasting Network, I became their satellite distribution partner. And about a year after that, at the first satellite show in Memphis, I got an opportunity to meet Brian and Brent, and from there we started working together, and Glory Star came to integrate into Satellite AV into Adventasat, and now the Adventasat is kind of that name. It's still used some, but now we are primarily Glory Star satellite systems, covering the entire Christian market, not specific to one denomination.
Well, that is an amazing story of how everything came to be. And one of the interesting things about Satellite AV is that many of the products they sell, in fact, most of the products they sell, Brian probably designed a good portion of what you're seeing there. I've seen some unique LMBs in his shop that he was working on. I've seen some unique dishes, and also the receivers that they're using. How did you get into basically designing all this satellite equipment, Brian?
Well, you know, you've seen some of the gear that's out there. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. Early on, I had an idea that I wanted to put Glory Star along with DirecTV. And that was the first step to working with Invocom to develop the QPH031, which I'm sure a lot of people out there are familiar with. Mm-hmm. In designing that, it just really sparked an interest. I've been an amateur radio operator. I've been the kid that tears apart a toaster and makes a radio out of it. But I never thought that I could design anything and build it. So really, a lot of these things that come along nowadays are you have ideas and then you connect with the right designers, and they do a lot of things. I don't have an engineering degree. but I have a lot of practical experience, and I talk to a lot of people, find out trends, and you know, when we work on things, if it doesn't work for me, and I don't want it on my personal system at home, you're not going to see it in our shop.
Well, that's a true testament of how good your product is. If you don't want it in your home, and then you know it's not a good product, and that's a great thing. We do have a caller on the line, so we're going to go back to the 503 area code. Hopefully that person is there now. He has his hand up patiently waiting for us, so we're going to say hello to the 503 area code. You're on the air.
This is Bob Westcott.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, now, Bob. Howdy.
Bob's got an interesting story.
Wesco PC.
Yep.
And I just had to call in to let you know that Brian gives worldwide service, because I was in Ethiopia for a couple of weeks, got stuck on a project over there, texted him on the phone at 3 a.m. in the morning. Of course, it was more like 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Sacramento. And Brian was right back to me, and we just texted back and forth until we figured out what was going on.
It's kind
so
of funny.
Worldwide service from Satellite AV.
Yeah, we were actually talking about that, me and Brian, before we went on the air, and we were talking about your amazing pictures. If you got a chance to take a couple seconds, we got about 3 minutes here to the bottom of the hour. Can you tell us a little bit about what you did in Ethiopia? Because I understand it was a great trip, and you served the people well.
Well, the main reason for the trip was to go over and teach some local folks how to install satellite dishes themselves. And we landed in Addis, and then it was an 11-hour drive from there on very bad roads to Gimbi, where the Gimbi Adventist Hospital is. And my challenge then was to teach the locals how to do that. We installed 1.8-meter dishes at the Gimbi Hospital, at the high school, and then in Dungaro at a church and at a high school there. And then there's another church and another school that yet are waiting for the concrete to dry on a foundation, and then the local guys will finish that up. So basically the trip was to go out as a teacher, and as I said online, I probably learned as much as I taught. These people are very, very intelligent people. Jed, the guy I was working with, has a degree in computer science. If he could find a degree, he would earn $200 a month. We hired a day worker to dig ditches for us at a cost of $1.10 a day in the African heat. So it just gives you an idea of the poverty, the low level of pay there. Certainly, to have locals trained and then be able to work ministries through the locals, you get a lot more bang for your buck than to try to send us guys from the U.S. over there to do anything. So that was the purpose of the trip, and mission accomplished.
Hey, Bob, tell us what the feeling was like once they got their first satellite signals. I'm sure there was a certain joy there. Can you explain what that feeling
was?
Well,
I think the greatest joy was watching Jed find his first satellite, because the locals over there often take a whole day to find a satellite. They have no idea where it is in the sky, so they just keep searching. And I showed him how to use dishpointer.com, how to use a compass, how to put an inclinometer onto his dish, and get it all lined up, and just a simple little buzz box, squeaker box, $10 box, and he was on the satellite just like that. And I just sat back and giggled while I watched those guys absolutely show up anybody else who'd ever tried to install a satellite dish.
Well, Bob, that's amazing, and we thank you for sharing that story with us here on Satellite Guys Radio tonight. And if you haven't seen the pictures yet, go to our free-to-air section and search for the word Ethiopia. And you'll find
it's in the shack area. So if people go there, they'll find it.
All right. Well, we need to take a break here. So thank you for your call, Bob. And
we're going to be
back in just a couple minutes with Brian Gohl from Satellite AV and Glory Star. And he's going to bring us more interviews directly from the show floor here on the Satellite Guys Radio Show. We'll be back in just a couple seconds.
You're listening to Access America on KU-band satellite Galaxy 19 and at www.access-america.net.
And a greetings to everybody who's just joining us. You're listening to the Satellite Guys Radio Show. My name is Scott Gruskowski, coming to you live from Newington, Connecticut, joined tonight by Brian Gohl from Glory Star and Satellite AV. He's down in, where are you, Nashville or Memphis?
We're down in Nashville, Tennessee.
Uh-huh. And they're at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. We're waiting for Robbie from WSI to call in because we're going to have a drawing here in just a couple minutes where we're going to announce the winner of a major, major satellite free-to-air package that both sponsors, WSI and Satellite AV, have put together for Satellite Guys members. And let's
call it the Sponsor Super Satellite Sampler System because it's like one of about anything anybody would want to play with.
Well, when I saw you post that one, I was like, my God, I wish I was eligible to win that one because there's so much stuff in there, and it's all the toys I know I wanted to play with. And our free-to-air guys love playing with the toys, and they're going to be happy for quite a while with that package.
Yeah, somebody online was asking how to enter, and that drawing did close on the 28th, but we'll announce it tonight. And the value of that, including shipping, we estimate to be about $865 of free-to-air toys.
That's a good thing there. Well, let's get back to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention as we wait for Robbie to get online. And you had a chance to talk with Pastor, let's see here. My notes just went away on me here.
No, Pastor Maxime.
Yes, there we go. Maxime.
He was a co-founder of CNL, and this guy has a great story. Anybody who's thinking about starting an FTA station, satellite station, needs to listen to this one. It's a great one.
Yeah, I got to listen to this one this afternoon when Brian sent it over to me. And, well, if you think you need a big budget to do this kind of stuff, no, you don't. And this interview right here is going to prove that to you once and for all. Here we go from the show floor.
All right, we're on the floor of the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and I'm here with Pastor Maxime with CNL. And CNL has been broadcasting for
10 years. CNL is the channel New Life. It's the first Russian Christian channel started 10 years ago.
Now, you didn't start in a major metropolitan area of North America. Tell me about the beginnings of your broadcasting.
Actually, I'm from Kazakhstan, a city, Almaty, which is located between Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, China, and Russia. We're somewhere there. Where is such a neighborhood we have. And this is a Muslim country, but I get a passion and a vision from the Christ to start the first Russian Christian TV channel. And it was like a revelation where Lord knocked to my heart. And it looks like nothing is possible. But all my friends told me this is not possible. Americans have to start. Somebody, rich guys, have to do something. But I said, come on, we could do something. If you believe in God, if you believe in brain, Lord will answer you, and you will see the miracles, and you will see something special. And we prayed, and I make a lot of research how to broadcast, what to broadcast. And we get with the one German company, sign up contract for Hotbird for 3 hours a day, and it's been growing. And I mean, on every single step, we see a miracle.
Now, when you first entered into broadcasting, you made a decision to be free on a FTA, free to air. What is your decision? Why do you choose free to air over, say, a subscription service?
Well, it's like if Jesus will come here and start preaching, he would choose FTA. Why? Because it's more audience. He would not do subscription for some small Pharisees group to preach them, teach them. It's this comparison. I mean, if you want to speak to a small group of Pharisees who have enough money, who is subscribed and watching these exclusive channels, and you're one of them, but Jesus come to the crowds. So we decided to go to the crowds. FTA is something very much known in the Eastern Europe, in Russia, in Europe at all, but not much in American. Here it's like more subscription, but it's coming even to America. FTA is something new in broadcast. Why should you pay for the watching TV when TV have to be free? And that's mentality of Europe. So we actually encourage Americans to see differently. They don't know that there is not only Dish Network and DirecTV, there is something for free. And you just install one dish and you get hundreds of the channels, and tens of them will be Christian channels, free, don't pay, no subscription.
Well, and we appreciate you endorsing free-to-air, definitely. Now, what is the value of free-to-air to your ministry? You know, you're on Galaxy 19. Why did you choose Galaxy 19 at 97 West for your ministry, and what is the value of being free to air?
Well, right now our channel on the 4 satellites, and every time when I choose satellite to broadcast from, I do a deep research for how many years the satellite been on air, how easy to connect to the satellite, does it require a huge dish, small dish, is it known amongst people, and after doing research, some satellites is communication satellites. If you put your channel, nobody's watching. Some satellites is very expensive, so we want to go somewhere in between. And when we choose G19 for North America, this is the most, I mean, like, this satellite gets so many subscriptions, so not subscription, but dishes installed, and that's where we're going. We're going where's the people. We don't go where's the nothing. We're going where's the crowd. So G19 is the place where is the big crowd, and it's growing and growing and growing, and the rumors going, and people buying dishes and sign up. So I don't know what is the audience right now, but by feeling, by responses, telephone calls we get from North America, we knew that the audience is growing daily.
So the value of free to air as a ministry, okay, you are donor based. Are you reaching these people? Are they becoming partners of your ministry?
Well, as I know, being on the satellite for the first 5 years, you get almost nothing. And then you start getting people who dedicated to the ministry, people who become part of the family. So now we start seeing the time where the situation is turning around. When I started broadcasting in Europe, it's like I was praying, God, anybody is watching me or not. And for the first 3 years, it was like depression. But after 3 years, after 4 years, after 5 years, we start seeing, there it is. People are watching. They're sending reports. We get prayer requests. We get connections. So G19 is the satellite where to get audience, especially for us, for people who hear speaking in Russian, immigrants, and they like free stuff. And they connect to this G19 to watch to free stuff. And there's a number of the Russian channels, and as more Russian channels there, more people will get. And we get some partnerships, some money coming. Of course, they're not covering satellite expense, but still it's our investment into the rich and Russian-speaking audience in North America.
Now, I understand you haven't always used the highest-end, most expensive ways of getting signal around, but there's something, you use a box that a lot of us have in our homes sometimes.
Yeah, you know what, you Americans very often think about television like about something expensive. It's have to be, I mean, it's have to be millions of dollars. Hey, listen, I'm from Kazakhstan. I mean, you should understand, Kazakhstan, it's third world country. You consider a poor country, and we live in between Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan. It's like we are in the end of the earth.
So you didn't have $1 million to start this?
We don't have $1 million, and we're still looking. Maybe some of the audience right now will hear the bell ringing. So contact us, cnl.tv, anytime. We're happy to hear from you. But we start researching and realize there is many items, many toys which will help you to get very cheap, very basic, but message will be preached. Jesus used the boat, very simple, not the ocean liner, not the high-end liner, just simple fisherman boat, and it smells and looks not good, but it still works for Jesus, and He uses whatever is possible to use. So
what device are we talking about here?
Well, we have slim box experience. I mean, in North America, in Best Buy, anyway, you can buy this slim box technology. For the live broadcast, we use this. I mean, it's probably $200-$300.
So instead of rolling out a truck that is going to be multiple thousands of dollars.
No way. Why? We just install some small slim box. And when people come to our facility seeing how we are doing live broadcast, I said, so where is this equipment? Where is the dishes? Where is the $1 million equipment? I said, look at this box. I said, what? This is it? Yeah. We have good internet. We have slim box. That's it. Delay is 14 seconds, but it's working well. And we're broadcasting. Recently, we finished 4-day broadcast, every day 10 hours. Our slim box, no one time been destroyed. Only one time we have problems. Somebody come and unplug this box, and we run, and it's like in 5 minutes we restore the signal. And this guy never knew that this is the point where it's very important. This is broadcasting actually happening. So,
yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Maxime. And if people want to learn more about your ministry, they will go to www.cnl.tv.
And remember, television is simple. It's the time for Christians to get on air. Any church could get 3-4 cameras for $300. Even though you don't need a switcher, you can do it in any computer, on the Apple or any Toshiba PC computer. Edit, put it together. My son is 17 years old. He's doing putting together record from 3 cameras, and it's simple. Any boy can do this. I mean, anybody can do. I mean, any grandma can do it. It's so simple now. And you get free programs, you get $3 camera. I mean, it's simple to start. So start doing programs and broadcast them.
Well, we thank you for being part of Glory Star, and you are a valued partner of us. And we thank you for your time today. God bless your ministry.
And we love Glory Star, and thank you for what you're doing for North America. God bless you. Thank you.
Well, Brian, that's an incredible story there from Pastor Maxime. And you could hear the joy in his voice, and he loved telling people how easily it was to do this type of stuff and how easy it is to become a Christian broadcaster. And that's an amazing story.
You know, and just look at the consumer products that are available now. I mean, he started 10 years ago before the Slingbox was there, but now he uses the Slingbox for live remotes everywhere. And people are amazed that, oh, you do it with that?
You can hear the joy in his voice. And speaking of joy, we're going to make a Satellite Guys member very, very happy right now. We're joined on the other line by Robbie from WSI. Robbie, how are you doing tonight?
Yes, good evening.
It's good to have you on with us, and thank you very much for not only being a gold sponsor at Satellite Guys, but also for presenting this excellent giveaway that you and Brian have done.
Sure, absolutely. It's actually our pleasure to support the Satellite Guys and to make a member very happy this evening.
Well, we've been advertising it, and a lot of people have been waiting. So what do you say, Brian?
I say drum roll, please.
And the winner is Permalink 212 Lassar, or Lassar.
Oh, all right.
Noi.
All right, let's give out that name one more time.
It's Lassar, L-A-S-S-A-R.
L-A-S-S-A-R. I'm looking through the chat room and seeing if he's in there with us. Well, congratulations, Lassar. And you are the winner. Can you guys tell them a little bit what's in that package?
Sure, absolutely. That package that we have up there, it's actually products both from GeoSat Pro, from Brian at Satellite Audio Video, and WS International brand products. In that package, it'll come with Brian's GeoSat Pro DVR 1100C, which is the satellite receiver. It'll come with our PowerMax SG9120 heavy-duty motor with metal gears. It'll come with Brian's GeoSat Pro 1.2-meter offset dish. It'll come with a DMX741U, which is a CKU band with standard KU LMBF. It'll come with the GeoSat Pro CK1U, which is another CKU band LMBF with universal KU. It'll also include a DMX242, which is our version of the dual C-band LMBF, which is actually one of the newer additions to our line of LMBs that we're carrying. It'll come with the GeoSat Pro C2, which is Brian's dual C-band LMBF. It'll come with the DMX522, which is a standard KU-band LMBF by us. It'll come with a GeoSat Pro SL2, which is a KU band dual output LMBF from Brian. It'll come with the WSI KU2C kit, which is the world-famous conical scalar ring and LMB holder that'll convert your KU band offset dish basically to accept and mount a C-band LMBF on it. It'll come with the GeoSat translation kit.
It's going to take the entire hour just to tell all the prizes in this package. It's incredible.
I mean, I got two more to go.
Okay.
It'll come with our 4x1 Dysex switch, weather-covered Dysex switch, and with the GeoSat Pro 2x1 22 kilohertz switch.
All right.
You know, and this also includes shipping anywhere in the continental U.S.
Absolutely.
So the value of this package is $865 approximately. And, you know, Robbie and I sat down and we said, you know, we are sponsors. We want to show unity. We want to show that we are in this for the satellite guys. What better way to put than to put this package together?
Well, I'm sure Lassar is going to be very, very happy with this package, and will be shocked when he hears the replay of this, hearing his name called live on the air. Robbie, I really appreciate it, and thank you very much. We got to get you on the show one of these weeks so you can talk about what you guys do there at WSI, because I understand you guys design a lot of your own equipment as well, and that's an interesting thing. We want to talk more about that with you in the future.
I appreciate that. And also, one thing that's in this package that has that's got me looking at it is the new DVR, that the GeoSat Pro DVR 1100C.
Yeah, that looks hot. I read the review, and that thing looks incredible.
It's very, very hot. So, Brian, did you want to say anything about that receiver?
You know, Iceberg did a great review on the DSR, which is the same unit. Check it out online in the reviews section. You know, this is great. Lazar is going to be having a 1.2-meter dish with motor and a whole bit, and he can play to his heart's content with LNBs until the sun comes up and goes down.
All right. Well, thank you again, Robbie. We're going to cut away here because we have one more interview from the show floor, but once again, we've got to get you on in a couple weeks. I hope you'll join us.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. Have a great
Thanks
evening.
For joining us. All righty. That's Robbie from WSI International joining us tonight and announcing the grand prize winner there. And we thank Robbie and Brian for the excellent prize that they gave away. And, Brian, we're going to go to one more interview here.
We've run out of time, haven't we?
Yeah, it's going down. You pick which one we're going to go to here. We got two left. We got Moses,
you know, Ganem. I love the one with LLBN, Ganem Hanna, where he talks about how he started his program, and then he makes an announcement at the end. And then I'll wrap it up quick. Maybe we can throw in Moses Primo from 3ABN next week along with the engineers.
Yes. And actually, Brian's going to be joining us next week again for another edition. We're going to be focusing more on free-to-air and talk a little bit more about Glory Star, but that'll be next week's show. So let's get into the interview now with Ganem Hanna from LLBN.
Right, we're here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm here at the booth of Loma Linda Broadcasting Network, one of the Glory Star partners, and I'm here with Ganem Hanna. Ganem is the co-founder of Loma Linda Broadcasting and co-president. What does that mean?
Well, the co-founder means that anyone who is involved in LLBN as a volunteer or worker are considered co-founders, because at the end we're all doing the work jointly to meet the objectives of spreading the gospel through LLBN.
Tell me about who you are. Who is Loma Linda?
Well, Loma Linda Broadcasting, it's a standalone self-supporting ministry, just so happened to be in the location of the city of Loma Linda. However, we are proud to be in the city of Loma Linda as we consider Loma Linda University, Loma Linda Medical Center as sister organizations who they themselves have a powerful message. And therefore, we work with them in some kind of alliance to produce health programs, lifestyle programs, and we rely on their theologians and scholars to bless us also with good theological programs that we air on LLBN. At the end, we're all separate organizations, but happy partners.
Now, I know that free-to-air satellite is very important to your ministry. Tell me about the other methods that you do get your television ministry out there. And then, you know, tell me a little bit about your free-to-air audience and how long you've been up on satellite.
Well, maybe I'll answer your questions a little bit backward. We put our programs free to air because when Jesus preached the gospel, everything was for free. He never had subscription. He never had to charge anyone for tickets to attend his events. He cared for the people. Therefore, we're carrying his model. We're sharing his word, his scripture, his him, the truth, with the rest of the world in any way we can. And whether we put it by internet, IPTV, commercial airways, radio, at the end, we make sure our product available for free to viewers and redistributors anywhere around the world.
Now, how important is free-to-air? Who are the people that watch you
free-to-air, and why is free-to-air important to them?
Well, you know, that's a million-dollar question. I wish I had all the answers. Maybe one day we know the answers, we can all get together and have another conference. But there seems to be a whole audience out there who, one, maybe their income bracket doesn't support the ability to go out and subscribe to paid programming. Others just don't think it's worth the money to pay for paid programming, secular or religious. So I think we have a unique opportunity to reach the people out there who are part of that category. And we're finding out more and more there's a large audience out there between terrestrial television, terrestrial radio broadcast, satellite, and internet. 90% of those listeners or viewers, they don't pay subscription. They're constantly hunting and shopping for something new. And that's where we all have to remain competitive, creative. So as these folks go through the airwaves or surfing through the internet, maybe we can catch their attention by something we're doing slightly different from the others.
Now, I understand there's a big announcement. You are going to be making some changes at Loma Linda Broadcasting Network, and understand that it means growth, and it also means movement. Tell me more.
Well, we're on AMC4 for 8 years now, along with the 3ABN Hope Channel, and it's been pretty much of a standard Adventist package, for lack of better words. And we've always wanted to be among all the other Christian broadcasters, Adventists, and maybe some secular programming, so we can penetrate in wider audience base. And Three Angels Broadcasting, who's a separate entity from us, who kind of initiated the awareness that the satellite having problems, and that they were considering moving in that direction. After some discussions and conferencing with them, we have determined that G19 would be a better choice for us. Along with that, we realized that, you know, with this opportunity facing us, perhaps this is the time we want to launch our other two networks, which just so happened for the last 2 years we have been developing all Arabic-speaking television network, and we've been developing all Chinese-developing channel as well. So with this new move to G19, beginning sometime this week, we will be, for the first time of LLB in history, broadcasting three channels from our studios in Loma Linda. That would be English, Arabic, and Chinese. However, if I may add, this has kind of been a kept secret for a long time, and I don't know why, but LLBN happened to be one of the first and only Christian channels being broadcasting in China, and that's how we started the Chinese channel, when we were approached by cable company providers and some government officials to provide them with health programs in China. And it started with creating one or two programs a week to finally became a 24 channel that we feed to them through IPTV service into China.
Well, so the breaking news is sometime this week you will be going over to G19, not only bringing Loma Linda English, but also Loma Linda Arabic and Loma Linda Chinese. That is excellent news. Now, also, let me just ask a quick technical question. You started out not with $1 million. You started out with much less, and you've grown over time. Is it practical to think that a broadcaster out there can enter into satellite broadcasting FTA on a small budget, or do you need $1 million?
No. You know, if you think about when that $1 million is going to come, it may never come. And it'd just be too frightening to think that you have to raise $1 million. Take baby steps. Start somewhere. I still haven't forgotten, and I never will, when we started LLBN for about 2 years, we used to go crawl in dumpsters behind a broadcast manufacturer, where we take their throwaway devices, telescopes, waveform monitors, literally broken, damaged. We used to crawl at night in their dumpsters, take them out, bring them to the shop, and the next day or week, we'd be ordering the schematics, we'd be ordering parts to repair the problem, and we had equipment very, very embarrassing to have if you would look at it, but it did the job. So my point, never, never underestimate what you can do. Start somewhere, take baby steps, and don't necessarily expect an overnight success. It's going to take perseverance, hard work, and commitment. And as long as you stick with those three elements, you'll do just fine. Money would come. But I want to say something. We are really a proud partner to be part of the Glory Star package, because you talk about growth. Our growth also come in phases where when we met you guys at Glory Star and you offered us the opportunity to package us all together and that you can let us focus on broadcasting and you can do the hardware work for us, that by itself was an amazing miracle. That was, we consider that one of the success pillars of LLBN, that we have found Glory Star. And what you guys have done, it's amazing, because you brought all Christian broadcasters alike and helped them all to come together through one common delivery system. So whenever you grow, if you're listening out there, and whatever you do, remember to equate Glory Star in your plans, because a good team to work with, they have good vision, and they have served our ministry very, very well.
Well, thank you so much. We're proud to be your partner, and we're so excited to see you grow. And it's for us, it's just to be a partner with you and just to see this move. We are very glad to be there for you, and we will continue to grow with you. Thank you much for your time. If you want to learn more about Loma Linda Broadcasting, you're available on the web, and your address is?
www.llbn.tv.
Excellent. Thank you once again. We've been on the floor of the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Tennessee, and I thank you very much, Canem Hanna, president, co-president, and co-founder of Loma Linda Broadcasting.
And another excellent interview there from Brian. Brian, you sound like you worked for NPR at one time.
Well, thank you very much there, Scott. No,
well,
I love doing interviews. As a cameraman, I've done streaming work for networks for some time. But, you know, the one interview we're not going to be able to get to, and will we be able to group it up with next week, and we can kind of tease who those will be?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. Hey, we're going to be doing a great interview with Moses Primo with 3ABN. He's been an uplink engineer for many, many years, but he's been with that ministry for 25 years. A wealth of knowledge, wears a ton of hats. Now, the announcement they're going to make, and I'm going to do it right now, I would love to have Moses do it in his interview, but 3ABN is moving over to G19 as well. The transponder fired up today. We're in testing. What this means is that there are going to be probably right about 10 channels that are going to be on G19 that are going to be new by the end of this week, the beginning of next week, but that will also open up some valuable space on AMC4 for some ideas that are something's in the works here.
Well, that sounds excellent. And, yeah, unfortunately, we're running out of time here, and that was like an 11-minute interview, so we won't get to it this week. But we'll have you back again next week, Brian, and we'll talk about all kinds of cool things there. So briefly recap some of the big announcements that we've talked about tonight, if you can.
And I know the guys on the chat wanted to talk about AMC-4 to AMC-4 replacement. The footprint on that satellite is going to be dramatically different. They aren't made public yet, but we've looked at them. AMC-4 replacement is going to be called SES-1, and SES-1 has a similar footprint to what we're seeing on AMC-2 at this time. It's really cut real close to the Mexico border, so you're not going to be seeing that signal going down into the Caribbean. It will have great coverage, though, for U.S., Canada, Alaska, and the upper Caribbean, well, Bahamas, but it is going to cut even Jamaica out.
Hmm.
Now, next week, we are going to be talking with some uplinkers. These guys are great. This is going to be more of an FTA show. We're going to be talking with Jeff Wataska with Pittsburgh. We're going to be talking with Yaniv Lior with RRSAT, Ed Johnson with San Francisco International Gateway. And these guys talk about what is a link budget, what does it take for you to go up on the air, and talk about their facilities, sizes, the dishes, what they have.
Well, that's all next week here on the Satellite Guys Radio Show. And, Brian, thank you for being with us tonight. We'll see you next week here, and it's going to be great having you on for 2 weeks in a row. We'd like to thank Blog Talk Radio for hosting all the phone calls for us tonight. We'd also like to thank Access America Radio Network for throwing us up on the satellite. It's being heard around the U.S. tonight, and we're very proud to be there. Once again, thanks to Brian for joining us from Satellite AV and Glory Star. Also, Jonathan from Glory Star Mexico and Satellite AV Mexico. This has been the Satellite Guys Radio Show, and I'm Scott Gruskowski. We've been broadcasting to you from our headquarters here in Newington, Connecticut, and we will catch you next week here on the Satellite Guys Radio Show. Catch you later. See ya.